EA and the Ad Council.
Happening, doing, focus on your future as we begin the new year. Forget the past. Prepare now, today, at this moment, for your future. Relish some of the good memories from last year, last 10 years, whatever, but the bad ones are lessons in life that you take, put them under your hat, and move ahead. Sooner or later, those who win are those who think that they can. Remember the old story about the little engine that could? I think I can. I think I can. Mm-hmm. I think I can. I know I can. I know I can. I know I can. And that's how the cards that you will be dealt this year are less important than the way you play those cards. Every day you face a new deck. Got a new deck of 52 cards. Carve out a niche for yourself in the future. Begin like Clay wants to be in radio. That's his thing. That's what he desires, and he happens to have other strengths, so he brings those strengths with him in order to help us produce the radio program, but also to give him an entree into this world of radio, and he's been smart about it. So if you want to be like him, other people who are his age, older, it doesn't make a difference how old you are. If you begin immediately today, as you start the new year, you're going back to work, think and feel as a successful human being. I am a success. Even repeat that to yourself. Uri Geller, first tell you, you repeat these thoughts, you repeat these the words, and they become a part of you. You own them. I am a success. I am a success.
Write
I will.
It down even, that helps.
Yeah, oh yeah, writing it down, that's a good way to achieve your goal, Jennifer. Write down whatever the, it may be that you have a project, the elation, the satisfaction that I see people getting when they achieve something. And it's a little bit at a time. Sometimes just one little thing. You know, you can have a little problem in your life and it gets solved and you feel, wow, that's great. You want to, it's kind of like when Charlotte sees me come home after I've been gone for a while and she hasn't been with me. Like she turns inside out. She's so excited. You can get that feeling too if you have you have a plan, and you work toward it. And I think there are a lot of people who feel that life this year will be much better than last year, and that's the thought to hold on to.
The greatest power I ever realized is that I was in control of my destiny.
Yeah,
I'm always worried about, like, when you're saying to say to yourself that you're a success, I'm worried about saying anything like that because I feel like it's too early on to say that I'm a success. Or that, you know what I mean? Like,
you're a success as a human being. You have all kinds of success. So your successes can be as simple as finding a new, better apartment or finding a better way to go to work. Or
Clay, every single day you need to say, this is what I'm going to do today. And if you do that, you are a success that day.
Yeah.
And then if you do that every single day at the end of the month, at the end of the year, at the end of the week, at the end of the decade, you are a success because you have achieved your daily goals, your weekly goals, your monthly goals, your annual goals, and you keep doing that. And you are absolutely 100% the only person who can kill or create that success.
Yeah, it's all going to be you. But the other side of it is most people are not 100% successful by themselves. Most people have, for example, this program would not be as successful as it is without the help of all of you. And I can say the same thing about my
fun. You are the ones who create who you surround yourself with.
I created this image based on having friendships and relationships.
Jennifer creates her surroundings, and Clay, you create your surroundings. You choose to be with or not with the people that can help make you successful.
Okay, so now let's just project this into one area. Today, if you go to gooddayshow.com, you'll see our video of the day are a couple of girls climbing the border fence, a couple of young women who by themselves undermine the entire border policy when it comes to these fences. We spent millions, hundreds of millions of dollars building a fence along in selected areas of the border. And in 18 seconds, these two girls climb over the fence. And so then you look at
this thing, and you think to yourself, why? What kind of a ruse is this? We've been sold this bill of goods. How many people have you heard over the course of the last year or two or three express themselves?
Build a big fence.
Yeah, we got to build a fence.
Yeah, that'll keep them out.
Yeah. You know how foolish that is, and how this makes a laughing stock of all of us, because we're foolish enough to say, oh, yeah, let's build a fence and have a fence. Now, if you build a fence like they build around prisons with all of those razor barbed wire across the top of it, you're not going to see anybody jumping over it in 18 seconds. But is this just a
wow?
Is this just a way for us to be placated by people in government who are upset? Oh, well, yeah, we got to send more guard troops there. We got to do this. We got to do that. What are we doing? We're really not accomplishing a thing here.
I've got an interesting comment on the video.
Interesting comment on the video, and it is?
It's the user's name on Reddit.com is Iraq and Back and Back, and he says, the fence is designed in a way that these girls can climb it because it's designed for drainage purposes and to let wildlife that crosses the border through and to allow people to see through the border and to prevent vehicles from crashing through the border, but it's not designed primarily as an anti-personnel fence. But someone else says that it seems like if those were all their goals, we wouldn't have built a fence.
Yeah, well, I don't think people have a clue. I really don't. I don't think people have a clue as to what really is supposed to happen. But we listen to all this rhetoric and all the yakety-yak, and what do you have at the end of the day? You have people being patronized, and there's nothing good about that. Nothing. Nothing at all. So maybe that's part of how we start our new year, by all agreeing that we don't want to be patronized. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
That's another thing you can do this new year is you get a face that looks just like Jennifer's.
Aww.
Just like Jennifer's.
Wouldn't really fit on me. It looks great on her, though.
Yeah, well, Richie, you can do some of the things. You actually have been on this. We have unearthed some information in the past couple of years that has been a consistent part of what I have told you, and Dr. Ken and other doctors have said, that you don't need to take a knife to your eyes. You have puffy eyes. You have dark circles. You have lines. You have wrinkles. You have sagging lids. You have, what is this? Is there some blepharoplasty or something?
What is that? That sounds horrifying.
That really is. But that can be taken care of along with the other problems that I just enumerated by using Night Skin. Night Skin is the cream that is for both men and women. It's your way to get rid of age spots. You're needing moisture on your skin. After spending a day working, maybe you're in a place that's warm, dry. A lot of these offices, you know, now don't have any outside. There's no outside air. The new buildings, they just recirculate the same air over and over and over and over again. At this time of year, the air is pretty dry. And if that's the case, then your face needs moisturizer. It needs something that'll keep it smooth. How does that sound? Nice and smooth. Ooh.
Smooth. Not as smooth as mine, though, man.
I know, Richie.
Yeah,
you're much
man,
better.
Baby soft.
Night Skin goes on at night, so you wake up looking better every day. That's why they call it Night Skin.
I need to get rid of these.
We, instead of calling the other product Tautinol, they should just call it Day Skin, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Tautinol is Day Skin, and Night Skin is the night. Right? Okay, so we've put those two pieces together.
Got it.
Protect your face and make it shine. 800-607-7078. Get a free bottle of Night Skin today. Call 800-607-7078. Just pay shipping and handling, and you'll get this full facial feeling while you're sleeping. Night Skin, 800-607-7078. And ask them about the Day Skin, Tautinol, with all the advantages of putting that on as you start your day to protect your skin from the ravages of wind and sun and all that other stuff. It's really very important and very inexpensive and very cool to do. Night Skin at night, Tautinol daytime, 800-607-7078.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later...
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
All right, so for the New Year's, we get ourselves into the year 2010.
That was last year, Dougie.
I know, right.
So yesterday.
I'm examining the future here, and I'm wondering what this year will... We have new friends, and some of us understand the animal world better than others. I think you're going to find one of the trends this year is going to be for us to be connected more to certain animals, especially dolphins. I was noticing over the weekend that dolphins have been declared the world's second most intelligent creatures. Scientists are suggesting that they should be, they're so bright, they ought to be treated as non-human persons. If you look at some of the studies into dolphin behavior, they have highlighted how similar their communications are to those of us humans, and that they are brighter many times than anything else. That chimpanzees, we've been told, chimpanzees are close to human beings. Apparently, the new research shows dolphin brains have some of the same key features that our brains have that are associated with high intelligence. And so these animals, is it inhuman? Is it unethical? Is it immoral to keep these intelligent animals in amusement parks or to kill them for food? Sometimes dolphins are killed when they're out fishing for whales and stuff. They're around, they kill them. And there are some people who think that people should be tried and go to jail for killing dolphins. So, what thinkest thou about that? What's your attitude toward dolphins and other non-human life on our planet?
They call him Flipper.
Aw, Flipper.
Faster than lightning, no one you see is smarter.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey. I was quite content just to pay my rent. It was my place. I needed my space. I was free to shovel. Till I discovered the love.
Good. She has some great stuff.
Yeah, she's very good. Shania Twain has not wasted any time. She announced her engagement and now has wed Frederick Thebaud.
This is such a soap opera, Dexter.
Yeah. They were married at sunset in Puerto Rico in front of 40 of their closest family and friends. They got together in 2009 after their respective spouses had an affair with each other.
Isn't that so great soap opera?
Oh, wow.
Bum, 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 on the next as the world turns.
Wow. All right. David Arquette is checked into rehab, Richie.
He needed to. I'm glad.
Oh,
I'm proud
of
him.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he had issues. Was it alcohol? What's his issue?
Alcohol and drugs, but he checked in for treatment of alcohol. So I'm thinking,
why did Courtney Cox stay with him for as long as she did?
I think because they had a kid, and, you know, she truly, I think, likes him still. They seem to have some kind of weird friendship going. So.
Yeah, but she's doing well with the guy who's on her radio, on her television program, isn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
But they haven't divorced yet. They're still kind of, you know, in that weird spot.
Television spot will be focused on the new Oprah OWN network.
Ooh, right. Yeah.
In a few minutes, we'll check into that. Valerie Bertinelli married her boyfriend,
she
Tom.
She got married, too?
Vitaly.
Really?
They've been together since 2004. I'm kind of excited for them. Nice people.
Richard Chamberlain is not getting married. Last week, he talked about coming out of the closet. 7 years ago, when he was 69, he admitted to being a homosexual. And he has said to gay stars not to do what he did. If you're gay, stay in the closet, because there is too much homophobia in our culture. He says, for an actor who is gay to be working at all is kind of a miracle, because most actors aren't gay. So it's silly for you to say, I'm gay, who cares? And why would anybody care? And I think that goes for those who are in the service as well. Why would anybody care? There's big hoopla made about being gay. Why? What am I missing? That maybe is part of the resolve for 2011. I don't get why people get so wrinkled up about people who are gay. What difference does it make? And they, you know, but people feel like they have to pretend that they. I mean, Richard Chamberlain, for God's sakes, when I was a kid, he was a leading. He was like Rod Hunter. What's
Stewart?
No. Stewart. Rock Hudson.
Oh, Rock
Hudson.
There you go.
Was Doris. He was in how many dozens of movies as the virile leading man, and then at the end of his life, he tells everybody he was gay. And so, I don't know why he had to be honest, I suppose, or he wanted to be honest.
He died of AIDS, didn't he?
He died of AIDS. He had to sort of say that he was
back then,
gay.
Pretty much that was your, it was out of the box then.
Yeah, so to speak. But it just, I don't know why people get so uptight about those who are gay. I don't, help me understand. 800-510-8255. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Do you think it's they're threatened by their own sexuality?
Well, yeah, I think that often is it, Richie. I mean, Jennifer. Why did I say Richie?
I sound like him. We get confused with each other all the time.
No, I think that Richie and I have had conversations about this before. And I think that although he may have changed a little bit in his attitude, it just is. It's time to grow up and get away from that stuff. We have a lot more.
Changed a little bit in what attitude?
It takes a little what, Richie?
Changes a little bit in what attitude?
In your attitude toward people who are gay.
No.
I don't feel you are as homophobic as I used to think you were.
I'm still homophobic. I just don't care if somebody wants to be gay.
Wow.
If you want to be gay, fine.
That's the admission of the day.
That is, yeah.
Up Michael
next,
says back there on around.
Shelley Palmer is here on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, popular TV manufacturer Vizio is extending its product line to include an Android-powered smartphone and a tablet. The Via phone will have dual cameras that shoot video and a 4-inch screen, while the Via tablet will be an 8-inch Wi-Fi-only device with a camera for video chatting. Expect both units this summer. In other news, Wikipedia, the wildly popular crowdsourced knowledge base, raised $16 million in its most recent pledge drive. Over 500,000 people contributed, making the average donation about $22 a person. The money's going to go to fund Wiki's various infrastructure costs, staffing, and general expenses. And finally, a Citibank report projects that the Apple App Store will generate over $2 billion in revenue in 2011. The same report estimates that the total app market will grow to $27 billion by 2013. The big driver? Smartphone sales, which are projected to enjoy remarkable growth over the next few years. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're looking for a good place to eat, what do? You look for the parking lot with the most cars. So when you're looking to save some real money on car insurance, what do? You call GEICO. They've been the fastest growing car insurance company over the past 5 years, which means their parking lot has been filling up faster than anybody's. Guess folks really like what's on the menu. Save money. Save money. And oh yeah, save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific Western Egg White and Cheese, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 Breakfast Combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Use as directed.
Network in our focus. Jennifer Horn is going to spend some time working through some of the important news from television. A lot of people spend a lot of time, especially over the holidays. Now you're back at work, and maybe you won't have time to get into the Oprah Winfrey thing. We'll help you with that. The usual slice of life coming from Roberta Facinelli. We thought she was going to be back from Italy, but
not until later in the week. 10 days.
Yeah. But didn't she go before Christmas?
No.
She didn't? When did she go?
No, she went last
she
did. Week.
No, she spent. She went like the day after Christmas. She went, like Christmas is Saturday. She left Sunday, I think.
Huh. All right, well, I stand to be corrected. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta not here, but that's okay.
Like Wednesday or Thursday.
All right, that'd be very nice. Meantime, Jennifer is doing well. Clay is doing well. Richie is doing well. Now let's see how well you're doing. Here's our 2020 trivia question. First one of the new year for a swell prize. Can you tell me, after whom Barbie and Ken are named? One of the
Barbara Walters.
One of the most, for years, one of the most popular toys. I guess you would say a doll is a toy, wouldn't you, Jennifer?
Yeah,
would you
absolutely.
Consider a doll a toy?
Mm-hmm.
Has been the Barbie and Ken pair.
Mm-hmm.
They were named after whom? Let's see here. Barbie's full name is Barbie Millicent Roberts.
Millicent.
And she is from Willows, Wisconsin. First sold in 1959. Barbara.
With wigs. Remember that? That was kind of fun.
She didn't have bendable legs until 1965.
That's when women discovered they had flexible legs.
800.
Went along with burning your bra.
800.
60s, man.
510. Wow. How did they get their names? How did Barbie and Ken get their names? It's an interesting story. That's why I'm asking you the question, because the answer is an interesting story. 800-510-8255. How did the dolls, Barbie and Ken, get named? There is a simple, easy, and kind of fun explanation. If you know the answer, first person through with the right answer gets the prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. I want to know how Barbie and Ken got their names. 800-510-8255. 8255. Chelsea, I was thinking, at the same time, I was thinking, isn't it interesting how the mind works? Talking about dolphins in their mind earlier. Chelsea and Kelsey. Imagine if they were married. Or if there is a Kelsey Grammer and Chelsea Handler. Kelsey and Chelsea Grammer. Am I the only one who thinks that's amusing?
It's like when you meet couples that are named like Mike and Mickey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Or Mike and Icky.
Yeah. Rick and Ricky.
Rick and Ricky. Hmm. By the way, Kelsey Grammer's ex-wife is going to get $50 million. I don't understand because California has a 50-50 law. The prenup, though, keeps her from getting more than $50 million. Apparently, he's made a lot of money in the reruns of what do
Frasier.
You call it?
Frasier. Yeah.
And
Cheers.
Yeah, remember Cheers? Yeah, exactly. So they were a good team, the lawyers say, and they are working out a settlement intelligently, but they have a lot of real estate. Apparently that has, especially Southern California, that has sort of, I don't want to say queered the deal. That's an expression you don't use anymore anyway, right?
Not allowed to, no.
Not so much.
Of the expression.
No.
You could use it, Richie, because you're still a homophobe.
Yeah, but I choose not to.
Okay, that's very nice. That's a, congratulations.
I'm a nice homophobe.
All right, so Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
The Oprah Winfrey Network debut.
OWN.
It is called the OWN Network. It had 85 million homes queued into it. Now, the reason I start this with you is because the other business that you're in is the cable business.
Right.
What does it mean to have 85 million homes available? And where did this network come? Did another network go away?
Yeah, it was a Discovery. It's a Discovery product. And it was the Discovery Health Network.
Yeah,
Discovery Health went away.
My wife is all upset.
Why? I thought Discovery Health was a good. Why wouldn't you?
You know, the other channel a lot of channels do this because right now it's so hard to negotiate. Even though we have 900 channels, it's very hard to negotiate a new channel into a lineup in a cable or satellite provider's realm, basically. But another channel that flipped. That no one's talking about is SoapNet actually flipped to, I believe, Disney Kids, I think.
Really?
And that happened on January 1st also. But no one's talking about that because, you know, Oprah.
So, well, yeah, that's it. Oprah has the power and the push. Mm-hmm. She's not on 24/7. This is a series of, isn't Rosie O'Donnell on?
Yeah, they have, one of their new shows that they're getting a lot of buzz about is Dr. Laura Berman is on at 10 p.m. talking about sex. And that's a live show.
And,
5 days
is she the old lady?
No, that's that funny lady. I love her. No, this is a younger, blonde, hot little number doctor. You'd like her.
I would.
And then they're doing a lot of best of stuff from Oprah's
Oprah show.
Talent roster.
There are movies, apparently. Mm-hmm. This is a,
they have Dr. Phil repeat.
Skewed to, she owns Dr.
Right?
Phil.
Dr.
Didn't
Oz.
Mark Burnett, the reality guy, have a large hand in putting this all together?
He did. And actually, he's most involved in probably their biggest ticket show right now, which is a reality show. They're looking for the next big talk show host that'll win a contract to appear on the Oprah Network. Mm-hmm. And so, if you remember, months ago, they had a contest where everybody could submit an idea for a TV talk show. Mm-hmm. And then they took it online, and whoever got the most votes was put into the top 10. So there are now top 10 finalists that are going to be competing for a slot on Oprah's network.
Wow. Richie, if you play cut 303, Oprah explains the contest to find a new host.
I wanted to build a network that empowers you, the viewer, to turn your dreams into reality, and that's why I just am crazy about this next series. We decided to give one lucky viewer the chance of a lifetime, the opportunity to host their very own television show.
All right, so why don't you talk about how the contestants, or have Oprah explain how the contestants we've chosen.
Over 15,000 people have applied, and we have searched the country to find just 10 people with the dream, the ambition, and what I call the it factor to host their own show. Over the next 8 weeks, they're going to host everything from cooking segments to interviews, to style makeovers, and every week they're going to be joined by a stellar guest.
Yeah, and then what happens? Who decides this? Their
Mark Burnett's involved. Oprah's involved. There's a couple of other judges.
Her friend Gail King.
Gail King's involved.
Now,
yeah.
She has a, doesn't she have a show on the network as well?
I think she will. I don't know if she does right now, but I think she
has a radio show.
She does.
Yeah, no, she has a radio show. I bet they're doing that. And there's also a show about women in prison. This looks pretty interesting. Yeah. Let's listen to her.
One of the things we wanted to do with this network is to explore the humanity in all of us. Because I believe we're all more alike than we are different. And I think this next series is a perfect example of that exploration. You know, we've all seen those prison shows. But how does a woman actually get there behind bars? And can she manifest change? That's what I wanted to do.
How does a woman get there? She shoots somebody, robs a bank.
Be a police escort.
Runs somebody
over.
I'll tell
you how she gets there. Her husband done cheated on her. She killed him. She didn't deserve to be in jail.
He deserves
to be dead, though.
So the new Oprah Winfrey Network. Coming up, Jennifer explains the latest twist from the road to this year's American Idol. Meanwhile, let's find out, if we can find out, who or what or how the names were presented of Ken and Barbie. Here's Bruce calling from Montpelier, Vermont, WSNO. Hi, Bruce.
Good morning.
Happy New Year, Sue. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Tell us the story of how Barbie and Ken, the Barbie and Ken dolls, were named.
I believe it was the fellow that designed them. I'm sure it was his kids. I seem to remember reading stuff just a few months ago.
Yeah, that's close enough for government work. Ruth and Elliot Handler were the founders of Mattel. Mattel produced the Barbie and Ken doll, and Barbara and Kenneth were the names of Ruth and Elliot Handler's son and daughter. So you have a simple...
Good job. That's good.
Yeah, that is good. And the fact you heard it a couple of months ago served you well. You have a good memory normally. Can you remember things that don't seem to be that important from time to time?
I fool around with a lot of collectibles, so I jump on Google and
old dolls, that sort of thing. You mean
dolls and cars, military items, just old stuff, just cheap.
Well, I think that there is there's such an interest, maybe because there's value. And I just got a thing this morning. I have an old antique collectible tractor magazine that comes to me, and those people are producing an antique truck magazine as well, because the stuff really that's produced now is cheap, isn't that good, and there are a lot of people who really find that they either love them because they remind them of their youth, or they remind them of a way to make money.
Well, you know, everybody's looking for that big dollar.
Yeah.
The problem with collectibles is most people didn't buy them as collectibles. And most serious collectors want it in the original packaging, no scratches or anything like that.
Yeah.
So the money part's kind of hard to, you know, get the big buck, because basically things are only worth what you can sell them for.
Jennifer was so nice to get me a Howdy Doody doll for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever seen one of the dolls?
Was it an original?
It's an original, but it's not in its original packaging. It was.
Wow.
It's been used.
It's been used.
Yeah, but it's very cool.
That's the best, for them to actually have a history to them.
Right, exactly.
Who cares about something in a box?
Well, and it may be that it isn't all about money. It may be just about a connection to a part of your life that was really cool. And that's
Howdy Doody. I'm not sure your age, but I'm sure it's around mine. And I remember Howdy Doody. I remember everybody had one. Yeah. You know?
Did you have a Barbie doll?
Oh, I've bought and sold hundreds of them.
Have you? You never kept one for yourself?
No, they don't trip my trigger. I'm more into little cars.
All right, hold on, Bruce. Now, you see, you can find somebody who has expertise in anything. This guy is a collector. It's a big thing now.
Yeah,
people are going around
cool.
the yard sales. You're liable to find most anything. You think, for example, Jennifer sent me the Howdy Doody doll. She didn't know it was worth $3,485,613.
I did.
Oh, you did?
That was my budget for you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. That was very nice. Very nice. Idol and its future, American Idol, and what's going on with all the blogs, what's new. Jennifer has that. And a story about Paula Abdul coming up here on Good Day. If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. That's MedifastKen, one word, MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. And don't forget the code DRKEN, Dr. Ken. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
A big one.
All right, American Idol producers are shaking things up. Jennifer, what's the scoop?
They sure. Well, not only will the contestants be living together in a house this season, but they're going to be given a chance to sing for their life, basically. The ones that are getting ready to be eliminated will get one chance to choose one song. They can sing it a cappella or with one instrument, and they go head-to-head to see who actually gets the old boot on the show, which will be cool. Also, Ricky Minor's gone this year. You know, he's over at The Tonight Show, so they've just announced that Ray Chu will be new... Oh, Ray Chu!
Who's Ricky Minor?
He's, I guess, some veteran TV music guy.
Ricky Minor was the old band leader on American Idol.
And he's at The Tonight Show.
Oh, he went over there and he didn't last long.
Right.
Is that basically it?
No, he's at The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Oh, he was at The Tonight Show and then he went to American Idol?
He was on American Idol and went to The Tonight Show.
Right.
Good God, what a mess. what are we talking about here? Is he the director of The Tonight Show Orchestra?
Ricky Minor went to The Tonight Show, so there was an empty space, so they've hired Ray Chu to take over that position at
American Idol.
Idol. Yes.
Ah, okay.
Right. And then...
You following now?
If you're just a little programming reminder, The Bachelor starts tonight on ABC and the finale of The Closer tonight.
And Paul Abdul is on Live to Dance. Is that
debut? Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow to Dance. It's a 51 after on Good Day.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
As directed.
Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Did you hear that there is a bit of controversy over an outtake reel from Alf? Apparently the clip features Alf making charged comments. How's
like
that?
Like Alf, the alien guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. So if you go, apparently use the N-word, and there are sort of other things that are not.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's not an actual clip.
No. It was an off. It was, you know how, as you may not be involved in a take that's going to be used, but the cameras keep rolling. The microphone's always on.
Oh, so the voice of Alf was just goofing off.
Right, exactly.
And somehow that's been released.
Yeah, right. Now, how is it that it's taken 25 years to do that? Who is it that has the time, other than somebody like Clay, maybe I'm answering my own question, to nose around and all this stuff? It has to have been somebody in the studio who had access to all of those archives, right? How else would you get a hold of that stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's always funny whenever you have these viral videos of somebody doing something bad. Like the Casey Kasem, that's a classic,
right.
Where Casey
Kasem
just goes ballistic.
Yep.
Who's the one guy who had that who said, you know what, I really don't like him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send this out.
Yeah.
It's not like it's hard to pin. It's not like Casey had to go,
Yeah, I wonder who did that.
Yeah, he knows exactly who did it.
Right. All right. 55
minutes. When I was sitting with one of my old...
Everything.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Wow.
Hello.
This is technology at its finest, huh? I mean, we dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. Meanwhile, it's the time for Richie to hit the button because we have drama.
Excitement.
We have a story that goes beyond any other story you will hear today.
Yes.
All right. So, what is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know how annoying that is to the person who's listening? I'm listening to this.
You know how annoying you are to me right now?
You don't want
me
to
stop
stay with
everything
me.
And let's magnify what just happened.
No.
Instead of doing what we're supposed to do.
I don't have to do
show,
that because you're making such a mess out of it. All right. Meanwhile, the drama continues.
In the oh my gosh. In the evolving story of Bob Kane, go ahead, Rich.
Right. No, I'm not going to push another button until the hour's over.
Yeah.
Go, okay. Bob.
What is a Bob Kane?
Yeah, Bob Kane is the general manager of the radio program. He is a technical expert, and he's here to help me work through some of the things in my studio that need a little tweaking. And he also has a story that he would like to share with us.
I have the gossip story of the year, 2011. Charlotte Steffen sleeps around.
Really?
She slept in my bed last night. And then again this morning. And I don't know what you feed that poor girl, but some of the things she was releasing was pretty amazing.
Well, you know, like attracts like, and I think maybe she likes your smells.
Oh, thanks.
Are you hurt? Because, see, when I spend the night at my dad's house and his dog sleeps in my bed, he gets very upset. He, like, feels left out. Do you get upset that she was sleeping with Bob?
I know. Charlotte goes back and forth. She loves to know what's going on and that everybody that's in the house is okay. When Tony is here, she'll go in and sleep with Tony. When the kids are here, she goes and sleeps with them. If there are any people that are here that she doesn't know, she goes in and spends
some time. So she pretty much sleep with anybody.
Yeah. She's really loose.
No, she wants to know that everything is okay.
Well, I didn't realize you had such a little tramp there.
Oh, right. But she's very lovable, and she wants to spread her love around.
Apparently. Yeah. Didn't want to make Doug jealous last night.
No, I didn't have anything to do. She's fine. I don't have. But I know who number one is.
Uh-huh.
Don't have to worry about that, Barb. All right, so there it is.
That's a little cocky there, Mr. Steffen.
Yeah, sure is.
What?
A little protective of his relationship with his bulldog.
Well, I've slept with other dogs
Charlotte
before, but none like Charlotte.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, I was interested in, we're talking about things that are starting anew and little stories. There's a fellow, you know how the world of radio today, especially conversation radio, if you're doing a so-called news talk or political format, you're expected to be to the right or to the left.
You can kill the music now, Rich.
One of the people...
I like it.
The folks who are listening to this program, sometimes we're on stations that are right or left. I guess more often right than left. They get a kick out of this new show that started today on a station in San Diego. The fellow felt like he had to apologize on the air. The first thing he said when he went on the air is, "My mom is a Democrat." I grew up in a Democratic home with an Ivy League background, but I changed my evil ways. Isn't it silly that people feel like they have to apologize for stuff like that?
Makes for good radio.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you're the expert in that, Mark. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.